March 11th, today's scripture. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness. But in love, you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Isaiah 38, verse 17, the New International Version. Today's guide. When preparing for today, think about the following. The love of God is a powerful force. Food for thought. God's goodness can be seen everywhere around us. He can use a small knock, a sickness, or a disaster as part of His plan to bring about something better for us in the end. Remember, no matter how dark things seem, He is by our side if we choose to put our faith and trust in Him. The love of God is a powerful force. He shows us how much He cares for us through His ultimate sacrifice, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through this act, we can be saved from the depths of despair and have hope in our lives again. We know that no matter what darkness we may face, He will never leave us nor forsake us if we trust in Him wholeheartedly. God's goodness can be seen throughout creation. Even when it seems like life has taken a turn for the worst, He is always with us to provide comfort and guidance in times of need. Today's scripture reminds us that no matter what happens, God will always find a way to bring about something better for those that put their faith in Him. This verse serves as an encouragement that no matter how dark things seem at times, there is still hope because God is by our side if we choose to put our faith and trust in Him instead of relying on ourselves or other people alone. Gratitude. By taking time out of each day to pause and give thanks for all He has done, from the big moments down to the smallest details, gratitude becomes an ever-present reminder of why we can trust Him with all aspects of our lives. Gratitude provides comfort in knowing that no matter what happens today or tomorrow, God is always by our side, guiding us along the path He has set before us. What moments are you grateful for today? Today's prayer. Lord, forgive me for grumbling and complaining about the consequences of my actions. I am grateful you have not left me, but delivered me from wrong thinking. Amen.